Right, 7:06 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, by the way, the Summer Better Than Others contest up and running, and your chance to get registered right now, win that $50 prize for being the winner at the Carrot Patch, and also get in for the grand prize drawing with over $5,500 worth of giveaways by going to the Carrot Patch, dropping your name in once a day. You drop your name in there at the Pinebrook Shopping Center at the Carrot Patch, and this will be going on through next week. Then we move the box, and it's going to move in Mobile County, Baldwin County, around our area, giving you chances to register. And like I said, you're going to get a $50 prize for being a weekly winner and in for that grand prize. All the details on our Facebook page, our website, Instagram, Twitter, you can find the Summer Better Than Others giveaway. Details are right there. Hey, speaking of our website, too, a couple stories in the three big things. Actually, it would be a few, wouldn't it? A report on the FBI actions in the Clinton email case set for release. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Plus, after the summit, North Korea shows President Trump in a new light. And this one here, newspaper boxes renovated to accept retired American flags in Mobile. Of course, this to talk about here on Flag Day. I think this is good. It's a, what do they call it, repurposing? Mm-hmm. You take something. So, you know, the physical papers aren't as big. Okay, they're not, well, they're not non-existent, but with 3 days a week here, and not as many people going to the actual box to get a newspaper. So what can you do here to make it all work? And this is a good way to use a structure you already have and then make something better of it. Story from our news partners at WKRG says, in observance of National Flag Day, two decommissioned newspaper boxes from the press register have now been renovated into receptacles for U.S. flags that need to be retired. Ceremonies dedicating the boxes are taking place today. Community projects led by the Fatherhood Initiative. This is a community-based program sponsored by the Mobile County Health Department. It's designed to remove the barriers to being an effective parent through evidence-based practices and partnerships with various organizations. Facilitators educate participants throughout Mobile County at Metro Jail, and this is part of their program. Listen, however it happened, the fact that you have a place to drop off those retired flags, as they will be they will be taken up by the Boy Scouts. Actually, it says in the news release, Boy Scouts of America, but isn't it just Scouts?
Yeah, BSA now.
I just saw a notice on my Facebook feed this morning that the first girl has now come into the Boy Scouts in our area, or the Scouts in our area.
Kind of reminds you of the Citadel. Remember when Shannon Faulkner?
Yeah, but it's the Citadel and Troop 147 aren't exactly
but this. But it was an all-boys club for so many years, and then she came on in.
Yes, but there was, I mean, We'll get into that discussion later.
My pleasure.
This is going on. By the way, too, when you think about today on Flag Day, of course, about flying flags, respecting the flag, but also what they're talking about here with these boxes for decommissioning the flag. You know, when the flag is decommissioned, there's an absolute process that should be adhered to in flag code for decommissioning the flag, what you do with it, certain groups out there that will destroy the flag in a proper procedure. Mm-hmm. And Boy Scouts are one of the groups. A lot of veterans groups out there do this as well, and we'll give you details coming up. But I thought that was a good thing. They've got these two decommissioned newspaper boxes, and one of them is at 2460 Government Street at MPD headquarters. And then another one in the lobby of the Mobile County Health Department, Keeler Memorial Building at 251 North Bayou Street. Put that story. It's up on our website, and we'll put it up on the Twitter feed in just a second. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, thank you. And just to add on, I think anytime you can help people understand a process better by giving them a place to allow that process to happen, It's good. It's okay. Good for the community. Just want to add that in. All right. So the question is, will they or won't they? Will they debate or will they not debate when it comes to the gubernatorial race here in Alabama? Democratic candidate for Alabama Governor Walt Maddox says yes. He wants to debate incumbent Governor Kay Ivey. And if you listened last hour, you know Sean sounded very surprised with this.
Shocker, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The mayor of Tuscaloosa, Maddox, of course, captured the Democratic nomination from Alabama voters and saying that he thinks that voters here deserve to hear from the candidates. He says that people are interested in comparing, quote, who is going to be best to address the state's problems when it comes to education, infrastructure, and health care. Now, for Governor Ivey's campaign and her camp, they did not say whether or not the governor would be willing to do a debate, but they do say that there is time for these discussions between now and November, saying, quote, there will be plenty of time for these discussions and decisions in the months ahead. Right now, the governor is focused on keeping Alabama working. You'll recall Governor Ivey did not participate in debates against her former Republican challengers prior to the June 5th primary. Looking ahead, the general election's coming up in November. It's actually November the 6th. The recent rains have caused quite a mess, as nearly 100,000 gallons of sewage has flowed onto city streets in Pritchard. 8 separate locations impacted, the biggest impact happening on Patricia Street. 36,000 gallons of sewage overflowed that on Patricia Street. Also impacted College Street, Pritchard Avenue at Newsom, Strauss Avenue, Kraft Highway North, Bessemer Court, West Highland Drive, and Whistler Street. Mobile County Health Department, as always, reminding you, if you come into contact with standing water, to please wash your hands, avoid touching food. All this happening due to the heavy rains with inflow and infiltration. That's according to the Mobile County Health Department. And they also say if you use gum tree branch for recreational purposes, take extra precautions there because of the overflow. All seafood harvested in the general area should be thoroughly cooked before eating. And as always, wash your hands after cleaning seafood and before preparing your food. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 714 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, speaking of Flag Day, too, a story that I guess started over the weekend we're just finding out about this week. A show of what you're supposed to do out there. It starts with somebody doing what they're not supposed to do, but two people stepping up and doing the right thing with the flag. We'll give you more on that coming up. My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing, so whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right, so we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay, we'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape, check them out today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A house went up in flames in Westmobile. It happened early this morning on Cody Road. Fire officials worked for several hours to put out the flames. No word on the cause of the fire or any injuries right now. The call came in about 1:30 this morning. Another Waffle House incident caught on cameras making the rounds on social media. Fort Walton Beach Police released body cam video of the incident May 2nd. A cell phone video of that incident has been going around social media, but police say it only showed part of what happened when a couple in the Waffle House refused to pay their bill.
I'm not paying nothing. I want to know
what I bill.
Why is my bill? You're charging me $2.50 for orange juice.
Listen.
Hold up.
No, if you don't pay your bill, you're going to jail.
I'm not going to jail.
The man eventually did pay the bill. He and his girlfriend were released from custody. Another rabid fox captured in Fairhope, the second one in the past month. Fox bit a trapper, but he's okay because he was wearing thick boots. The fox was found in the middle of the day, which officials say isn't normal behavior. After previous run-ins with rabid foxes, officials say they're not taking any chances with this one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
There's no better place to celebrate Father's Day than Dolphin Island. Dad will enjoy the reopened West End Beach, where Thursday's free movie, Hidden Figures, tells the story of three African-American women mathematicians who worked at NASA and who served as the brains behind the launch and orbit of astronaut John Glenn. Snack vendors will be there. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Make it a Father's Day weekend on Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I am incredibly, incredibly proud to be a physician here at St. Jude. To be in a place where I know my patients are going to get the top-notch care. Not only care, but also research happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every single person that contributes is a part of that St. Jude family that makes that happen. Because of everyone that is really committed to the mission of St. Jude, we're giving families hope.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures
saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
717 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Now it's time for the sports report. The NCAA announced two new rules on Wednesday. One rule that head coaches will love, one that some coaches will probably not love so much. The first rule announced by the Division I Council. Beginning in October, Division I student athletes will have the ability to transfer to a different school and receive a scholarship without asking their current school or coach for permission. The rule as it currently stands allows college coaches to block the transferring athlete from certain schools, and the athlete has been required to obtain permission for schools to contact him or her. The new rule allows a student to inform his or her current school of a desire to transfer and then requires that school to enter the student's name into a national transfer database within 2 business days. Once the student athlete's name is in that database, other coaches are free to contact that individual. The second rule passed by the D1 Council on Wednesday allows Division I football players to participate in up to 4 games in a season without using up a season of competition. Student athletes have 5 years to complete 4 seasons of competition. With this new rule, a freshman can play up to 4 games in a season and still receive a redshirt year that preserves his 4 years of eligibility. The South Alabama Jaguars football team will get a second chance to play the LSU Tigers for the first time. The Jaguars were supposed to take on the Tigers in November of 2016, but that game was canceled because LSU and Florida had to reschedule a game that was postponed due to Hurricane Matthew. Yesterday, both schools announced that USA and LSU will meet at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge on September 28, 2024. So we're only just about 6 years away from that.
That's it. Okay.
That's all. The two teams have yet to play each other before. The Jags will open the 2024 season at home against North Texas, and presumably the Jags will be entering their 3rd or 4th season in the new on-campus stadium. Former Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage officially has a new job. The Alliance of American Football League announced Wednesday that Savage has been named the general manager of a team that will be located in Phoenix, Arizona. Savage had a long career in the front office of multiple NFL teams and served as the Cleveland Browns GM from 2005 until 2008. Savage took over as executive director of the Senior Bowl in 2012 and stepped down from that role early last month. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the AAF will begin play in February 2019, and there are already 7 franchises announced for the league: Phoenix, Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, Atlanta, San Diego, and Salt Lake City. An 8th franchise is expected to be announced next week, and the league will hold their first draft later this year. In some sad news, Basketball Hall of Famer and Olympic gold medalist Ann Donovan passed away Wednesday at the age of 56 of heart failure. Donovan was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1995 and also was part of the inaugural class of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 1999. Donovan won a national championship as a player while playing for Old Dominion and led the U.S. women's team to Olympic gold in 1984 and 1988. After that, she went on to have a long career coaching in the WNBA and NCAA. Today, 2 big events in sports begin. The 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia gets started this morning at 10 a.m. with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. I think you called that the Human Rights Bowl earlier,
Sean. Yes, Human Rights Bowl.
Russia and Saudis.
Yes.
The tournament will run through Sunday, July 15th. Brazil and Germany are the top 2 favorites to win this year's cup, followed by Spain and France. Also today, the U.S. Open begins at Shinnecock Hills in New York. The world's number 1 ranked player, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Ricky Fowler are right behind Johnson, according to odds makers. Players began teeing off at 5:45 this morning. Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson tee off at 12:47 this afternoon. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. We'll check in with Kane for the ride in. Traffic coming up next.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. By now, you probably know the MSA is sold out of tennis shoes, but we're still the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up, the Mobile Sports Authority will be hosting sporting events involving rugby, pole vaulting, youth football, cycling, auto racing, cross country, and more. Stay tuned for details on those events by visiting mobilesportsauthority.com or check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Suds Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Dolphin and Sage, older accident, Mobile Police Department still on the scene. We've got a good ride so far. Westbound lanes across the Bayway. If you're traveling in from Daphne and Spanish Fort downtown, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, no problem. Good start on the way in this morning. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters with a larger selection than the big box stores, better pricing, and quicker installation. Call 989-9911. Abama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them, and you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
723 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On this, what are we calling it, Friday Junior?
Yeah, Friday Junior. It is Flag Day.
It is Flag Day.
Some people would call this a Thursday, but it's pretty darn close to the weekend.
Do what you wanna.
That's right.
As they say in the world of Mardi Gras, right?
That's right.
Well, speaking of Flag Day, it actually falls within National Flag Week. Of course, Flag Day is today. This is a time when we reflect on our nation's freedoms and the foundations that make up the good old U.S. of A. So the flag of the U.S. represents freedom and has been an enduring symbol of the country's ideals since its early days. During both events, Americans also remember our loyalty to the nation, reaffirm our belief in liberty and justice, and observe the nation's unity. This information coming to us from timeanddate.com, which goes on to say that many people here in the U.S. honor this day by displaying an American flag at home or maybe at public buildings. Also, there are flag-raising ceremonies which may be planned, Flag Day services, quizzes and essay competitions about the American flag, musical salutes, street parades, and awards for special recognition. If you have one of those going on in your neighborhood or you know of one, be sure to tweet us or give us a call, and we'll make sure to highlight that if that's coming up today. Organizations like the National Flag Day Foundation are actively involved in coordinating activities which center around this event and keeps the flag traditions alive. And also this, following Flag Day is Honor America Days. That's a 21-day period through until Independence Day, which is July 4th, which honors our great country. And during this period, people hold public gatherings and activities to celebrate and honor our nation. And sticking with the celebrations, let's go ahead and say happy, happy 243rd birthday to the U.S. Army. Founded on this day in 1775, the U.S. Army is, of course, part of the DOD, Department of Defense, headquartered at the Pentagon. The Army's motto is, "This will defend." Army is the largest military branch, and their mission is to fight and win our nation's wars by providing prompt, sustained land dominance across the full range of military operations and the spectrum of conflict in support of combatant commanders. Happy 243rd birthday. Ha-hoo-a. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And really, Kelly, they don't look over 231 to me.
I was going to say
they
that.
Really looking good for
what
their...
What is your secret?
Good for their age. Hey, by the way, think about this. You were talking about Flag Day. So adopted back June 14th.
We adopted the flag June 14th, 1777, a resolution from the Second Continental Congress. And then in the 1800s, groups began a charge to recognize the flag's importance. Like many things in the history of our republic, things that we hold so dear, we think are absolutely the first thread of a fabric, pun intended, sometimes they for 60, 70, 80 years, 100 years, weren't paid attention to nearly as much, and then they had a resurgence. George Morris, back in 1861, guy out of Hartford, Connecticut, got his town to undertake a patriotic celebration on behalf of the Union, and he said part of that would be this observance of the day that the Continental Congress said, okay, that's going to be the flag, and that's June 14th in 1777, but making it 100 years. It was 1877 when instructed by Congress that the U.S. flag was flown from all public buildings across the country. That, according to History.com, this is a big moment. So there's a 100-year time that obviously that people were, I'm sure, flying the flag and respectful, but when it got to be codified into an actual holiday and a celebration, that was 100 years later in 1877. All right, I've mentioned this story, and we'll talk more about this after we talk to Dr. Bill. One of these stories that people doing good. I like it when they're caught doing the right thing. And in this situation, you've got a story of Nikki Patterson and Keys Anderson and what they decided they were going to do here when they saw an American flag laying on the ground. Now, the story from Fox 10 says surveillance cameras caught a man ripping down a flag in front of a home, stomping on it, and then leaving it on the sidewalk. Minutes later, two heroes come to the rescue, carefully fold the flag, and leave it on the doorstep. The 24-year-old was Keys Anderson. He's a member of the Coast Guard. And 25-year-old Nikki Thompson.
Semper Par.
Yeah. Anderson has worked at Mobile's Coast Guard Aviation Training Center for almost 2 years. And also, he was out with his friend Nikki when they came across the flag. And you watch him in this video that was recorded from a security cam at a house, folding it properly and putting it back. And then the homeowner putting the flag back up where it belongs after a dirtbag dressed as a pirate ripped it down from the flagpole and stomped on it. More on the story coming up. Plus, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. We'll even look at the tropics. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police say they found the vehicle investigators believe was involved in a deadly hit-and-run on Cervantes Street last week. The driver of the white Dodge Challenger hit three people on June 6. Two of them died, including an eight-month-old girl. Investigators have been searching for the car since. Police plan to hold a press conference today to give an update. A Mobile teenager already serving time for an attempted carjacking is now facing a murder charge. 60-year-old Barry Reynolds died after being stabbed at the state and correctional facility in Elmore County. Prison officials say 18-year-old Michael Williams of Mobile will be charged in Reynolds' death. Williams was serving time for shooting a woman in 2015 in an attempted carjacking. Maria Williamson lost her eye. If convicted of the prison murder, Williams could face the death penalty. The suspect in a hostage situation, Levi Washington, appeared before a judge. Prosecutors say Washington kicked in the door of his ex-girlfriend's apartment and locked himself inside with his daughter Monday. They say when SWAT officers attempted to enter the apartment, that's when he used the 4-year-old as a shield. Police say during the standoff, he held a gun to his daughter's head. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. This week only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 24 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
Released this afternoon, the Justice Department Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled its investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private server.
We're told that the report will be highly critical of the then FBI Director James Comey for holding that press conference announcing the results of the Clinton email investigation.
Correspondent Shimon Prokopez. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo
Pompeo is thanking China for helping bring North Korea to the negotiating table and Tuesday's Singapore summit. But correspondent Matt Rivers reports President Trump will meet with his top trade advisors today to decide whether to activate tariffs on billions of dollars in Chinese goods.
We do know that the United States might threaten China, might come down with $50 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports by the end of the week.
The U.S. Open is underway on Long Island in New York. Harold Varner hit the opening tee shot. Right now on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. I'm Evan Hanen.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Microsoft is working on technology that would eliminate cashiers and checkout lines from stores in a challenge to Amazon's automated grocery stores. Reuters reports that the software giant's developing systems that track what shoppers add to their carts. Microsoft has shown sample technology to retailers from around the world and has had talks with Walmart about a potential collaboration. Microsoft's technology aims to help retailers keep pace with Amazon Go, a highly automated store that opened to the public in Seattle in January. Several former executives of a one-time leading manufacturer of boots for the U.S. military have been sentenced in a Made in USA scheme. The former Welco Enterprises executive sold boots falsely advertised as being made in the U.S. when their uppers and insoles were actually manufactured in China. Workers at a Tennessee factory where the boots' soles were attached were instructed to remove the Made in China tags before shipping the footwear. And Wall Street futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And this pattern continues. Another big thunderstorm show yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, you can count on this again today with thunderstorms developing this afternoon, some possibly late this morning. And some of those thunderstorms can do some very heavy downpours. And it may be the case where you may not get any rain today or tomorrow, but you'll pick up some over the weekend, and maybe a lot. But that's the pattern that we're going to be in through the weekend, and should start to ease up a little bit early next week. But today, mostly cloudy, good chance for thunderstorms, and the high today will be in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, it'll be down around 70, 72 degrees tonight, and we'll likely see some scattered thunderstorms through the evening. And then tomorrow, an even better chance for thunderstorms. A low pressure system in the upper atmosphere will be right over us tomorrow, and therefore we'll see scattered to numerous thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid to upper 80s again. As for the weekend, well, we'll call it partly cloudy, although that pretty much applies to the morning hours, because afternoons will be periods of thunderstorms, and thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon and evening hours, and the high temperatures will be in the upper 80s. And as I mentioned, Monday, a little bit of an improvement, just a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, and that means warmer temperatures around 90 to 92 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill, in the tropics, can you line up what you're watching?
Yeah, still watching the thunderstorm activity over the Western Caribbean. Low-pressure system expected to develop there, move across Yucatan tomorrow, and then into the southwestern Gulf on Saturday and Sunday for the weekend. It's possible when it reaches the southwestern Gulf, it could organize a bit, maybe become a tropical depression, but it will eventually move into South Texas, probably south of Corpus Christi, late in the weekend. No threat to our area, and we'll give those folks a lot of rain down there. Here in the Gulf Coast, it's just the same old pattern with those afternoon and evening thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Speaking of the forecast for the weekend, we'll have to talk to Captain Bobby Abrascato about how to find places to go first thing in the morning before the weather gets rough. He joins us in just about 14 minutes. And yeah, I was one of those boring people yesterday watching Fed Chairman and discussion of monetary policy. That's the kind of exciting guy I am. And what does it mean for just all of us? I mean, we know what it means for banks and all that. What does it mean for us? Well, if you got a credit card balance, brace yourself. U.S. Central Bank expected to hike the key interest rate. That's happened now, another quarter of a percentage point. That happened yesterday. That also means now credit card holders will be forking over even more money in interest payments annually, estimated right now at $2.2 billion alone. That's interest payments being made. And, of course, as the Fed continues to hike the rates to try to slow inflation, those rates keep coming up. At the end of March, average interest rate on credit cards, by the according to the Fed, was 15.32%, which was an 18-year high. But now it's gone up again, and they said 15.57%, or maybe higher, and averaging around 17-18%, depends on the card you have. All right, that is real. That's monetary policy, how it affects Americans who carry $984 billion in credit card debt and other revolving debt. For some of y'all, I may have a little solution here, a break, easing of the pain, and that's what the folks over at Lightstream are doing. If you want to start paying less on that credit card debt than the 15-17%, and it continues to go up with these rate hikes, how about you get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewarding customers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest, and your application 100% online. Get your money as soon as today. Now, here's the way for y'all to get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for you to get the discount is when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% AutoPay discount, available only when you select AutoPay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding. 7:39, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on scene of one accident, South Water Street, right near the Bankhead Tunnel, but not affecting traffic. It's a smooth ride downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. Now for Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork, they've got a lot of local radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. You made it through another school year, so kick off the summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. For reservations, call 338-5700, the Battle House Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Sean, thank you. An update to a story involving a local man shot in Louisiana during a robbery. Earlier this month, 33-year-old Saroy Young from 8 Mile was taken to the hospital where he was listed in critical condition, but now we know this morning he has died as a result of his injuries. Baton Rouge authorities do say that this investigation is ongoing, and they're asking anyone with any information to call the Violent Crimes Unit at 225-389-4869 or Crime Stoppers at 225-344-7867. An 82-year-old woman was viciously attacked in her own home. An 18-year-old has been arrested for his believed involvement. The attack happened in Escambia County, Florida. The teenager is accused of stabbing the woman during that attack. Authorities say Tyler Owens stabbed Carol Carmichael in the back. He sliced her face and her neck during a home invasion on Sunday. The woman, authorities say, was facing away from Owens when the attack took place. During the attack, Owens said, quote, "I'm sorry, but I have not eaten in 4 days." That's according to the police report. Owens is accused of stealing the victim's cell phone, the 82-year-old's purse, which had credit cards and her identification. And as if that were not bad enough, Carmichael is also accused of swiping a jar of money meant for donations at a local church. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Saturday, June 16th, Father's Day weekend. The Mystic Striper 16th Annual Family Fishing Rodeo is on, benefiting the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, and you don't even have to fish to win. You do have to have a ticket. Adults are $25. Kids 12 and under are only $10. Every kid that weighs a fish gets a specialized medallion. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shop. Find out more and buy your tickets at mssrodeo.com and like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A house went up in flames in Westmobile. It happened early this morning on Cody Road. Fire officials worked for several hours to put out the flames. No word on the cause of the fire or any injuries right now. The call came in about 1:30 this morning. Another Waffle House incident caught on cameras making the rounds on social media. Fort Walton Beach Police released body cam video of the incident May 2nd. A cell phone video of that incident has been going around social media, but police say it only showed part of what happened when a couple in the Waffle House refused to pay their bill.
I'm not paying nothing. I want to know.
The man eventually did pay the bill. He and his girlfriend were released from custody. Another rabid fox captured in Fairhope, the second one in the past month. Fox bit a trapper, but he's okay because he was wearing thick boots. The fox was found in the middle of the day, which officials say isn't normal behavior. After previous run-ins with rabid foxes, officials say they're not taking any chances with this one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Important notice. If your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now. 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call right now. 251-888-0301. 251-888-0301.
All right, 744 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Mobile Roofing, Terry and the gang from Mobile Roofing, they are awesome. Johnny on the spot had some of that damage from over the weekend at my house. And while we are, because I have like the weirdest faded shingles ever, we're getting the match. They're matching. They're like using a color swab like my wife has done for like recovering stuff. They're getting an exact match, but they come out. Patching everything up, keeping the rainfall from coming through into the attic, and ready to roll. So listen, Terry and the whole gang out there, great folks, Mobile Roofing. You got an issue after this weekend's storms, give them a shot.
All right, thank you very much, Sean. Quarter till 8 now, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NCAA announced two new rules on Wednesday. The first rule, announced by the Division I Council, beginning in October, Division I student-athletes will have the ability to transfer to a different school and receive a scholarship without asking their current school or coach for permission. The rule as it currently stands allows college coaches to block the transferring athlete from certain schools, and the athlete has been required to obtain permission for schools to contact him or her. The new rule allows a student to inform his or her current school of a desire to transfer and then requires that school to enter the student's name into a national transfer database within 2 business days. Once the student athlete's name is in that database, other coaches are free to contact that individual. The second rule passed by the D1 Council on Wednesday allows Division I football players to participate in up to 4 games in a season without using a season of competition. Student athletes have 5 years to complete 4 seasons of competition. With this new rule, a freshman can play up to 4 games in a season and still receive a redshirt year to preserve his 4 years of eligibility. The South Alabama Jaguars football team will get a second chance to play the LSU Tigers for the first time. The Jaguars were supposed to take on the Tigers in November of 2016, but that game was canceled because LSU and Florida had to reschedule a game that was postponed due to Hurricane Matthew. Yesterday, both schools announced that USA and LSU will meet at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge on September 28, 2024. The two teams have yet to play each other in their programs' histories. The Jags will open that 2024 season at home against North Texas, and they'll presumably be entering their 3rd or 4th season in the new on-campus stadium. Former Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage officially has a new job. The Alliance of American Football League announced Wednesday that Savage has been named the general manager of a team that will be located in Phoenix, Arizona. Savage had a long career in the front office of multiple NFL teams and served as the Cleveland Browns GM from 2005 until 2008. Savage took over as executive director of the Senior Bowl in 2012 and stepped down from that role early last month. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the AAF will begin play in February 2019, and there are already 7 franchises announced for the league: Phoenix, Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, Atlanta, San Diego, and Salt Lake City. An 8th franchise is expected to be announced next week, and the league will hold their first draft later this year. Today, 2 big events in sports begin. The 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia gets started this morning at 10 a.m. with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. The tournament will run through Sunday, July 15th. Brazil and Germany are the top 2 favorites to win this year's cup, followed by France and Spain. Also today, the U.S. Open begins at Shinnecock Hills in New York. The world's number 1 ranked player, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win this tournament. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Ricky Fowler are right behind Johnson, according to oddsmakers. Players begin teeing off at 5:45 this morning, and Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson are in a group. They'll tee off at 12:47 this afternoon. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, also Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on the way.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, South Water Street near the Bankhead Tunnel, they're just wrapping up an accident without injuries off to the side of the road. Got a good ride the westbound lanes along I-10 coming in from the Eastern Shore. Dillman's Corner and Theodore, we're looking good as you're traveling from I-10, Rangeline Road and Theodore Dawes Road. No accidents at all. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn with more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Get details at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
7:51, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Let's get to it. There are do's and don'ts to enjoying your time on the water, Sean.
Yeah.
And running your yacht onto the jetty at Orange Beach? No, sir.
Okay, that's a don't?
That is a don't. Okay, an Orange Beach man has been arrested for doing such, and public intoxication being cited for this one after he ran his yacht onto the East Jetty at Perdido Pass around 2 a.m. Thankfully, no injuries to report, but here's what you need to know. 47-year-old Stephen Craig Halem of Orange Beach, he was alone on the boat when police arrived. So they say, just because of the amount of time and not witnessing the accident, they could not prove he was the one even driving the boat. So he was booked into the Orange Beach City Jail on Wednesday afternoon on a $1,700 bond. Once he does bond out, he'll be responsible for removing that yacht from the jetty. And as promised, if you're enthusiastic, willing to work, and looking for a job, a new restaurant here in Mobile wants to hire you. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar is looking to hire as many as 200 people, cooks, servers, hosts, bartenders. New restaurant located at 3673 Airport Boulevard. Apply online on the website or in person, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bring a valid photo ID, your food handler's card, and your Social Security card. Go claim that job. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And then you'll have to be dealing with us because that's right around the corner from our studios and probably will be a haunt of staff members of FM
like
Talk
cheers.
106.5. Yes, it'll be right around the corner from us. All right, it is a Thursday and the weekend is here. And we had Dr. Bill's forecast is less than perfect, but maybe we'll figure out a way to make the most of the weekend. Time now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's get ready for the weekend, at least the morning part of the weekend, when Dr. Bill says the weather looks better, and check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
Doing good. Yeah, Dr. Bill says afternoons, thunderstorm kind of deal, but morning should be okay. Where you been? What have you been doing this week? You been catching fish?
Well, it's been good. But we've had the morning squalls, too. That's probably been the tale of the deal here this week is, and it's amazing when you look at those little squalls on your iPhone, the little app on your phone, they look tiny, but I can promise you, if you're anywhere near them on the water, they don't look that small.
Yeah, it's true. And though, it seems to be, normal pattern. The storms are down on the coast in the morning and up to the north in the afternoon. But if somebody can find a clear patch to get out there, what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, a little bit of everything. Through the weekend, it was, part of the morning, we go out and catch them shallow until it started warming up a little bit. Got out and fished some deep structure in the Sound late the week last week and did extremely well. And the pleasant part of that is, and you're aware of this, when they start shrimping in the Sound, it starts to get real toothy, but it hasn't happened yet, knock on wood. So that's held up extremely well. That's a live bait deal under a slip cork, free line and some kind of live bait. You can probably catch a few on jigs, but you're going to get outfished real bad by the real stuff. I can tell you that. There's just so much bait in the water. The other thing that happens, the wind directions we've had this week, through the weekend anyway, in the early part of the week, the west and southwest, that's the best wind to fish out in the bay. The bay really cleans up well. water clarity wise, cleans up real well. And so that's a place to get. It's just you got to be careful when you get out in that bay, as you're well aware. You get out there, there's not a whole lot of protection. So
yep.
You get them little pop-up storms, it can gets real nasty trying to run from those things out in the bay.
Well, okay, you talk about in the Sound, too, you know, structure-wise, not nearly what it used to be, obviously, on gas platforms out there, but we do have the Bernie Hageman Memorial Reef out there now for people to fish.
Which was formerly a rig, that's right,
yep.
And there's been fish caught on that. And that's the kind of structure I'm talking about. Anything you can find in the water, deeper than 8 feet of water, that's got any kind of structure on it, is holding fish right now. There's a lot of trout on a lot of that structure. Plenty of white trout. You'll catch the occasional mackerel, but it's really been loaded up. And when we're on these big tides like we're on right now, this big new moon tide, the Sound fishes well. But just the key is you got to catch those days where you're not having that a lot of straight west wind or northwest, because it really tends to muddy that Sound up. And then again, in that case, that's when I move on out into the bay, because I know I can find some clearer water out in the bay.
What about those other participants you're talking about, other species? I got to ask you, red fishing, how's it holding up?
Well, it'd be good. You know, everybody's got trout on, at least the people I'm taking, they have trout on the brain this time of the year. You know, the trout fishing gets so good. And so I don't target reds, but actually stumbled across a few just kind of by accident, mixed in with some of the trout. There's no doubt in my mind that you could get out, you know, get up on the banks, same stuff you do in the late winter, early spring, get up on the banks, creek mouse, points, anything with hard bottom, especially if it's got a feature to the bank. Get out there with a shallow popping cork with either a gulp or a live shrimp, and you're going to find some redfish, you know. You could probably get out to the mouth of the bay. This is kind of about the end of the big bull red stretch. Usually this is about the time of the year where I really start losing that bite out there. That really tends to get toothy when those fish start to gather up and go offshore and spawn, you know. But you could probably, you catch a good hard falling tide, you might be able to still get out there and catch a big, couple big bull reds out on the bar.
All right, Captain Bobby, better yet, why don't we just hop in the boat and go with you. Tell folks how to get a trip booked with the A-Team.
Oh, you can just catch us at ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way, and it's got all the contact information on there, and got a couple pretty good pretty cool videos up there from some of my recent trips. You'll get a kick out of, I think, you get a chance to check out the Facebook at A-Team Fishing Adventures.
Very good. Captain Bobby, you'll see you on the island this weekend.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics.